You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along for today's Sunday basketball contest. It's a varsity girls game today as we have the Oneonta girls in town taking on the Unitigo Spartans. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Now, this is a very intriguing matchup today. We look forward to this game every year when Unitigo takes on Oneonta, but especially this year. I think this is a year where we don't know what matchups we're going to get, so I was very happy to see this one on the schedule. They played yesterday at Oneonta, and it was a heck of a ball game, folks. Came down to the last possession, and Unitigo came away with a one-point victory, 42-41. So this is going to be a fun rematch here today. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break everything down and get you set for a tip-off here today between Unitigo and Oneonta. I'm Nate Lull, and stay tuned. High school basketball this afternoon on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull again this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember that our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, and you can go back anytime in our game audio archive. We record all these games, and we have in the past as well, so any game that we've had here on WCDO, you'll be able to go back and listen to that. It's in the Game Audio Archive tab right on WCDOsports.com, and it's courtesy of SFCU. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show here today. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. So, boy, it's always a fun one when these two teams get together. And, you know, just recently I had Taylor McCroney on my podcast, who, of course, is an Oneonta grad now playing women's basketball at SUNY Morrisville, and she said, you know, when Oneonta and Unitigo get together, the girls love it because it's a rivalry. You're so close geographically, but also just everybody grew up playing together, and that's a big part of it is you grew up playing pickets together and all sorts of rec soccer and growing up playing baseball or softball or whatever it is. So it's a really neat thing, and even though they play in different leagues, it's really become a fun rivalry the last couple of years. Okay, we're going to take a break for the national anthem, and we'll be back for tip-off here. Unitigo and Oneonta today on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. And all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull this afternoon on WCDL getting you set here at Unitigo. It's the Unitigo Spartans taking on Oneonta in girls high school basketball action. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Oneonta and head coach Matt Miller. They're in the royal blue uniforms here today with the gold and the white trim says jackets in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will start with the senior number one, Mackie Caton. Junior number two, Ange McGraw. Senior number three, Annika Buzzy. Senior number 10, Hannah Johnson. And senior number 33, Ava Eichler. On the other side for Unitigo in the home whites with the green trim, says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. For head coach Bob Z, they will start with sophomore number 11, Kylie Musaw. Senior number 13, Jenna Faulkner. And, of course, Perry Power here, 20 and 21, both seniors, Meg Perry wearing number 20. And Morgan Perry wearing number 21 and junior number 23 today, Tatum Coddington. So Unitigo going with a little bit different of a starting lineup here today. I wonder if they're going for the size factor against a little bit smaller of an Oneonta team. We shall see. As Oneonta is going to win the opening tip again in the blue with the gold and white trim, they are going left to right. This is Hannah Johnson with the basketball. Johnson at the top of the key goes to Buzzy at the high post. Buzzy feeds one down low for McGraw. Back out straightaway three for Hannah Johnson. Died on the front of the rim. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Eichler with a rebound. Turnaround shot for her is partially blocked, and Jenna Faulkner will come away for Unitigo. Unitigo again in the white with the green trim going right to left as we are in the opening minutes of the first quarter here today at Unitigo. And the Spartans have the ball with Coddington. Coddington will work one back up to Morgan Perry. Now to Faulkner on the right side. High post for Musaw. Back out to Morgan Perry. Quickly chest pass into the corner for Coddington. A three ball won't go. Rebound for Meg Perry. Rips it down and pulls it back out as they have a fresh shot clock to work with. As we're just about a minute gone here in the first quarter at Unitigo. It's the Spartans and the Oneonta Jackets here today. Coddington again, left wing corner, finds Musaw down low, right-handed layup won't go, and Johnson skies for a rebound, and Hannah will work it back up the floor across the Spartans logo. Finds Buzzy right side, again Oneonta going left to right. Scoreless in the early going of the first quarter. Here is Caton. Feeds it to the high post, Johnson now for Buzzy. Buzzy, a turnaround move in the paint, and she puts it in. Annika Buzzy is so tough inside for Oneonta, had 16 rebounds yesterday in that game against Unitigo. She was tremendous. In a one-point victory yesterday for Unitigo, 42-41. Spartans with the ball. Here's Morgan Perry with a bounce pass to her sister Meg on the baseline right side. She's double-teamed there, picked up her dribble in a tough spot now. Has to float one back to Morgan right side. Feeds it down low for Musaw, the left low block. Shot won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, and somehow Unitigo keeps it in. Three on the shot clock. Faulkner with a fall-away jumper from about 20 feet left side, no good. Johnson a rebound. Ahead for Eichler, but it's too far in front of her and out of bounds. So Unitigo will get it back with 6:05 to go in the first quarter and a 2-0 lead for Oneonta over Unitigo. Thanks again for joining us for the Butler Auto tip-off show. And we'll be back at it tomorrow night as we will have the Sydney boys hosting Unitigo. We will have more details on that for you soon as we're trying to fit in as many ball games as we can here over the next couple of weeks of this shortened basketball season. 10 on the shot clock, Unitigo with the basketball going right to left. Here's Faulkner, floats one for Morgan Perry, tries a three from the right side. It's too strong. Rebound for Faulkner. In the paint, shovels one up and under, hits the rim twice and goes down. Jenna with a nice rebound, and then the little underhand floater gets it to go, and Oneata, with some pressure coming their way, throws it away. They were trying to go over the top of the press to Eichler on that right side near midcourt. Pass was too tall, and it floated high. So we're tied up 2-2 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Morgan Perry with the basketball. A bounce pass to Meg Perry. Feeds one into the corner for Faulkner on the left side. Skips across the top of the defense. Over for Coddington. Fall-away jumper too strong. Rebound for Ange McGraw. One of the shortest players on the court goes into the land of the trees and pulls down that rebound. Now here's Hannah Johnson. A bounce pass finds Ange, and that was partially blocked, I believe, by Coddington. Moosaw with the rebound. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, still a 2-2 game between the Oneonta girls and Unitigo here at the U this afternoon. Morgan Perry straight away. Chest pass now to Jenna Faulkner. Back to Morgan Perry. Into the corner for Coddington. She dials up another three. This one again off the side of the rim. And Ava Eichler with a rebound for Oneonta. Ahead for Caton down the right side of the floor. And a foul as Buzzy got the pass and Coddington bumped her. And so we'll have a whistle. 4:42 to go in the first. It's a 2-2 ball game between Unitigo and Oneonta. Nate Law with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Thank you for listening online as well. That's courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Jackets with the basketball, again going left to right. They're on their own offensive end of the floor. Hannah Johnson with a good pass down low for Caton on the left low block. Tries to pump one back out. Had her pocket picked by Moosaw. Moosaw ahead for Morgan Perry. Lost control of it. And the ball loose on the floor. Moosaw rips it away. Finally, we will have a jump ball as both teams were wrestling and scrambling for it there. And with 4:20 to go in the first quarter, we're tied 2-2 here between Unitigo and Oneonta. Ball on the baseline, and Morgan Perry will look to work it in. Perry will find Coddington. It was tipped at the last second by McGraw, but Coddington's able to bring it in. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot, hit the back of the rim, and Buzzy is there to clean up the miss. Here comes Oneonta across midcourt. Buzzy stops, bounce pass to McGraw on the right side. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Eichler down low, a jump ball. This time the arrow will keep it with the Jackets. So both teams, a little cold here shooting the basketball. 4:05 to go in the first. We're tied 2-2. Well, if you know this rivalry, that won't surprise you because they always seem to have low-scoring games when these two get together. Over the last couple of years, traditionally, we've seen scores in the 30s and 40s almost every time. Eichler with a three from the right side. No good. Rebound back out to Johnson. She tries a three, and that one hit the back iron. And a rebound this time for Unitigo. Quickly in transition, Moosaw was trying to find Morgan Perry, tipped away by Caton, hustling back on defense for Oneonta. Still tied up at two apiece with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. And Morgan Perry will look to get it in on the baseline, finds Coddington in front of the Oneonta bench, left side. Now back to Morgan. Coddington will swing it around the top of the arc here for Faulkner. Back to Coddington, into the corner for Morgan Perry. Wants that three, in and out. Hit both sides of the rim, wouldn't go. Buzzy with a rebound. Floats one ahead for Oneonta, quickly in transition. McGraw finds Eichler, left-handed layup is good. And Oneonta will take the lead 4-2 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter as Eichler gets her first bucket of the afternoon. Ball is loose at midcourt. A steal now by Eichler. Eichler lost control. Good hustle back there by Morgan Perry to get her hand on it. Knocked it away from Eichler. Ball out of bounds. Caton's going to go to the bench, our first substitution of the afternoon. And Yulia Johnson will come in here for Oneonta with 3:13 to go in this opening frame. 4-2 the score. The Jackets on top of Unitigo. Inbounds pass. They find Yules, and Johnson puts it in. Her first bucket right off the bench, doesn't need to get warmed up at all, just puts it in, and a nice feed off the inbounds pass there from McGraw, making it Oneonta 6 and Unitigo 2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball at the high post, now they feed one out for Moosaw, steps back for three, left it a little short, not enough mustard on that one. Johnson with a rebound, Yules ahead down the right side of the floor, will stop and now set up the offense for the Jackets. Finds Eichler, steps into a deep three and buries it. Eichler from downtown, and Oneonta's gone on a little run here. It's the Jackets 9, the Spartans 2. Timeout for Bob Z and the Spartans With 2:40 to go in the first, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:40 to go in the first quarter, and the Oneonta girls have jumped out here to a 9-2 lead. It was 2-2 for what seemed like a long time there, a couple of minutes, and both teams were cold, but Oneonta picking up a couple of steals, and then that three ball by Eichler on the right side. That was pretty deep. That was at least a step behind the line for Eichler, and she buried it. And so Oneonta leads 9-2 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along. Some Sunday afternoon basketball. You got to love that here on CDO. Normally we don't do Sunday games because there aren't any until, you know, usually you get to states or maybe even the sectional finals type of time. But fun to have one here on a Sunday. Out of the timeout, Unitigo goes right to the high post, and a turnaround shot for Meg Perry is good from that left elbow. Makes it 9-4. Oneonta on top of Unitigo. Eichler now back to Hannah Johnson. Left side three for her. Off the back iron. Eichler with the long rebound. Takes it down low. Tries an up and under. It was blocked there by Perry. And then another block by Faulkner as Buzzy tried to put up the rebound. 2:05 to go in the first. Oneonta still holding on to possession after those blocks. Buzzy is inside at the high post and will get a foul. Our team foul situation so far. Only one on Unitigo. None on Oneonta. This will be the second foul on Unitigo. It'll be on Kylie Musa, her first, and again, the team second. 2:03 to go in this first quarter. It's 9-4. Oneonta will work it into Buzzy. Buzzy feeds one left side for Hannah Johnson. Now over to McGraw, and they're going to have a three-second violation here on Buzzy down low. With 1:58 to go in the first quarter, it's 9-4. Oneonta on top of Unitigo. And you know this game's going to be close. Rarely does any team pull away in this matchup. It just always seems to be a close game. So I would expect Unitigo to make a little run here. Lucia into the game now, finds Maddie Wilsey. Her jumper from the right baseline is off the mark, and a rebound for Angie McGraw. So Alexa Lucia into the game, as well as Maddie Wilsey. Jules Johnson, the step back, long two, skimmed to the side of the rim, is too strong, and a rebound for Alexa Lucia. Lucia across midcourt, finds Morgan Perry. Great feed down low. Beautiful pass, finds Faulkner, and she puts it up and in. Great pass there from Morgan Perry to find Jenna Faulkner, who was cutting down that back door. Now Oneonta's going to throw it away on the press break, and Unitigo will get it back. So a minute 15 to go in the first. It's Oneonta 9 and Unitigo 6, and Morgan Perry will be inbounding the ball at midcourt. And so here is Alexa Lucia. Lucia finds Morgan Perry. They do a little give and go back to each other. They work it into the corner now for Wilsey. Skips across the defense. Lucia will find Faulkner for a long two. No, hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Buzzy a rebound. Quick outlet to Eichler. Eichler puts on the brakes. Thought about popping for a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Hannah Johnson down low. Ball gets kicked there. No whistle. Eichler gets it back. Finds Jules Johnson. Straightaway three for Jules. Skim the front of the rim. No good. Ball is loose. Buzzy with a rebound. How did she get that one? Back out to Hannah Johnson. Long three. Rolls around the rim, but won't go. Buzzy tracks down another rebound here for Oneonta. Huge play there. She'll keep it alive, and then we'll have a foul on the floor on Unitigo. This one will be on Faulkner. Buzzy doing some work on the interior there, chasing down two long rebounds. 33 seconds to go in the first. It's 9-6. Oneonta girls on top of Unitigo. Eichler with the basketball. Chest pass far side for Johnson. Tried to feed it to the high post, and it was stolen away by Morgan Perry. Perry quickly in transition. Morg to Megan, and had it knocked away. Unitigo wanted a foul there on a reach-in by Buzzy, but they won't get it. Unitigo going to play for the last shot of the quarter here. They have the shot clock in their favor. They'll work it to the far side. Morgan Perry steps back for a long three. Too strong. Faulkner chasing the rebound. Somehow saves it. It goes to Eichler. And let's see if Oneonta can get a shot off. They do at the buzzer, but it's no good. End of the first quarter. It's a war between these two. Oneonta Girls leading at Unitego 9-6. Second quarter coming up here on CDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Started the second quarter here at Unitego this afternoon. And the Unitego Spartans find themselves down 9-6 against the visiting Lady Jackets from Oneonta. Again, started the second quarter here at the U. Good first quarter battle there between these two teams. Very back and forth. Leading scorer so far is 5 points from Ava Eichler of Oneonta. Unitego with the basketball. Again, they're in the white with the green uniforms, going right to left. They work it to the left wing corner for Maddie Wilsey. Drives down low. The kiss off the glass is good for Wilsey. Nice drive there, and she's able to finish it off. And it's back to a one-point game. Oneonta 9 and Unitego 8. 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Ava Eichler at the top of the key. Oneonta's in the blue with the gold and white trim here. Eichler, a right side three ball, is blocked there by Morgan Perry. But somehow it finds its way to Ange McGraw through the fray. She's able to put it up and in. McGraw, a good heads-up play to find that ball as it got blocked by Perry, and she was able to pick up the loose change and put it in. Oneonta leads 11-8 with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Faulkner, right side jumper, like a bullet off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Up the floor now for Eichler of Oneonta. Stops, and we'll feed one back out to Hannah Johnson. Now to Annika Buzzy at the left elbow. Back out for Eichler. Chest pass to Hannah Johnson with 15 on the shot clock. Johnson goes back to Eichler. Little fake there. Looks to float one back up to Johnson at the top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Working one down low for Ange McGraw in the teeth of the defense, and they'll say she traveled on the baseline. So the ball is going to go back to the Spartans with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta girls leading Unitego 11-8 as Morgan Perry will walk one back up across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Finds Lucia, and now back to Perry. Little give and go between those two across the top of the defense. They go to Wilsey in the corner on that left side in front of the Unitego bench. Now it's stolen away by Eichler at the top of the key as Perry threw it away. Now for Hannah Johnson down the floor. We're going to have a charge as Alexa Lucia is able to sacrifice the body, and Hannah Johnson went up for the left-handed layup, knocked into her, and Lucia draws the charge there. Almost called Alexa Haley. Of course, Haley graduating last year was a key piece of this Unitego team that won the sectional championship and is now playing basketball at SUNY Brockport. Here is Morgan Perry with the ball, finding Maddie Wilsey. 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Still Oneonta leading 11-8 on the road here at the U today. Down low for Wilsey. The kiss off the glass again is good for Wilsey. She has 4 points and a good feed there by Meg Perry. Again, this was a one-point game yesterday, and it's looking to shape up to be the same way. Mackie Caton with the jumper, too strong, got her own rebound, works one back to the near side. This shot is partially blocked, and Alexa Lucia came down with it, but she was standing on the baseline, so the ball will stay with Oneonta. Shot was by Emma Peters there for Oneonta. 5:45 to go, second quarter, one-point game, as Oneonta is on top of Unitego here on the road, 11-10. Here's Hannah Johnson to the interior for Buzzy. Got it stripped at the last minute, and here comes Lucia. Will put the brakes on, wants to set up the offense for the Spartans after the steal. Shovel pass to Morgan Perry, now back to Lucia, right wing side. She'll float one back for Morgan. Morgan, long two here straight away, off the back of the rim again, And both teams continue a little bit of cold shooting here. Oneana with the rebound, but then it was knocked out of the hands of Hannah Johnson by Lucia. Last touch by Johnson, so the Spartans will hold on to it. Bailey McCoy will check in now for Morgan Perry. McCoy, just a freshman here, but will play some promising minutes this year for Unitigo. Played up at the end of last year and played with the varsity team all summer for some of their travel ball things. And so I'm sure she'll be ready to go here. Unitigo with the basketball. A great pass from Jenna Faulkner, finding Wilsey down low, who finishes it off again. And Wilsey has been on the receiving end of some great passes from the Perrys and from Jenna Faulkner. And so Unitigo takes the lead now, 12-11. They were down 9-2, but they've battled back. Oneata taking it to the rim with McGraw. Good play there by Ange McGraw. And the baseline jumper is good to make it Oneata 13 and Unitigo 12, with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Lucia on the right side. Pump fakes. Gets into the teeth of the defense. Finds Megan Perry. Down low for Wilsey. Good pump fake. Now we'll go back out to Alexa Lucia. She gets a fake of her own. Steps into it. Off the back of the rim, and McGraw with a rebound. McGraw to midcourt. Pumps the brakes. And now we'll dump one off here for Yules Johnson with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Now for McGraw. Down low for Caton. They find Buzzy in the paint. Good. Buzzy with a nice little finish there in front of the rim. She has 4 points, and Oneonta leads 15-12 with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. Faulkner in the corner left side. One-handed pass for Lucia. Quickly zips one into the corner for Wilsey. Back out to Lucia. And now for McCoy on the left wing side. McCoy feeds it down low into the paint for Megan Perry. Shot won't go. Rebound, though, for Wilsey. Back out for Lucia. Shot didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock is still ticking down. They go back out to Perry. Her jumper from the left elbow is off the mark, and they say it went up and actually hit that rope that comes down from the ceiling on top of the basket. So it's out of bounds, and back to Oneata. Meg will come to the bench, and Morgan Perry will check back in. With 3:45 to go in the second quarter, it's the Jackets leading the Spartans 15-12. We'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. We'll break down this first half. That's been a good one for sure. Ava Eichler with the ball, skips across the top of the defense. Pass was way too tall. Bounced off the hands there of Peters, out of bounds, and is going to go back to Unitigo. So hard to throw across the top of this defense or over this Unitigo defense because they're just so tall and lanky when you talk about the Perrys and you talk about Jenna Faulkner in particular. And I think that's what makes the press so tough and some of the defense so tough here for Unitigo is that length. Ball is knocked into the backcourt by Eichler, and McCoy goes back to gather it up here for Unitigo. With 3:10 to go in the second quarter, 3-point lead for Oneata. Here is Morgan Perry, 5 on the shot clock, left side jumper, knuckleball hits the side of the rim, won't go. Ball tipped away, though. Unitigo gets it back, and Faulkner, right-handed layup. She missed it, and a rebound for Caton. Now finds Johnson. Yulia down the floor and is fouled by Morgan Perry with 2:55 to go in the second. Team foul situation here in the second quarter. One apiece for Oneata and for Unitigo. First personal on Morgan Perry. So Johnson will find Caton on the inbounds pass. They work one for Ava Eichler. The step in off the glass. Too strong. Rebound for Eichler. Stripped out of there by Maddie Wilsey. Good defensive play by Wilsey. Ahead for Faulkner. Faulkner, a little stops. A little stop and pop. Won't go. Hit the side of the rim again, and a rebound for Oneata with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Jackets clinging to a 3-point lead. Eichler with a little up and under from a tough angle. It wouldn't go, and Morgan Perry the rebound. Like she shot out of a cannon across midcourt. Great bounce pass. Finds Alexa Lucia, who can't finish the left-handed layup. The rebound for Ange McGraw. A good feed there, but they just couldn't put it home. Eichler back down the floor. Finds Ange McGraw to the left side. Will work one back out for Caton. Now to Johnson. Peters on the right side. As Oneata goes left to right. Peters lost control of it, and Lucia will steal it away. Alexa Lucia to the tin. Missed it, but McCoy was there to clean it up, and her left-handed layup won't go. McCoy, a second chance, hits it and is fouled. And Bailey McCoy is going to go to the line. That's a one-point game, and if McCoy can make this foul shot, she would tie things up. With 1:58 to go in the second quarter, Oneata leads 15-14. Boy, both teams struggling to shoot the basketball a little bit and missing some shots on the interior, but in the past, that has been kind of the signature of this matchup, is the defense has played so hard that even some of those shots that I think seem easy, somebody's always got a hand in your face or is running at you, so it's a difficult matchup when these two get together. McCoy misses the foul shot. Oneonta with a rebound. The Jackets still with a one-point lead. They find Buzzy in the paint. Her shot was too strong. McGraw with a rebound. Boy, she's doing a great job on the glass for being a smaller guard here against this tall Unitigo team. McGraw, again, baseline, steps in, tried to shovel one back for Caton, and it was intercepted by Morgan Perry. Perry down the floor finding McCoy as we come up on a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. 15-14 the score. The Jackets ahead by a point. And Unitigo works the ball down low looking for Faulkner. She lost it but then gathered it back up and puts it up and in. Faulkner now with 6 points. And Unitigo retakes the lead 16-15 with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor now for Hannah Johnson, who's back into the ballgame. One of the leaders for this Oneonta team. Finding McGraw. Chest pass back to Hannah Johnson. Left side three. It won't go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Maddie Wilsey. And the possession stays with Oneonta. Boy, Johnson yesterday, right at the end of regulation, hit a deep three, which probably would have given Oneonta the lead. They said there was a foul on the floor before she got that shot up. And so yesterday was a heartbreaker for the Jackets. They're trying to rectify that here today. A left side shot for Eichler is an air ball and a rebound here for Unitigo. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lucia, right side, an air ball of her own and a rebound for Hannah Johnson. Numbers if they can hurry for Oneonta. Here's Eichler, takes it to the rim and is fouled by Morgan Perry. That's going to be her second. And with 46 seconds to go in the second quarter, Eichler will head to the line. Oneonta on top by a, or excuse me, Unitigo on top by a point, 16-15. Jackets trying to tie this ball game up here with Eichler at the line. First shot for her is good. So Eichler has 6 to lead Oneonta. On the other side, it's Wilsey and Faulkner with 6 apiece to lead the Spartans. So Eichler settles in looking to give Oneonta the lead back, and she hits it. Great looking shot. Eichler has just perfect form. And she showed it there at the line. It's 17-16. Oneonta ahead by a point. Unitigo trying to retake the lead. Faulkner finds Megan Perry down low, and she gets tied up. We're going to have a foul on Oneonta down low, and Perry is going to be heading to the line. Foul was on Buzzy, and that's going to be her first and the team's third here in the second quarter. 33 seconds to go in this second frame. We'll have our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. So here's Meg Perry with 2 points so far this afternoon at the line, and her first shot rattles in from the charity stripe. So we're tied up at 17 apiece with 33 seconds to go in the second quarter. Meg at the line settles in. A second shot is good. And so Meg Perry now has 4 points. Foul shooting is going to be important in these low-scoring, close ball games, that's for sure. Here's Hannah Johnson across midcourt, 25 seconds to go. They find Eichler in the paint, tried to force that one from a tough angle there, and she gets fouled. And the foul will be on Megan Perry with 24 seconds to go. Second quarter, and Eichler's going to make a trip right back to the line, as it is Unitigo 18 and Oneonta 17 with 24 seconds to go in the second quarter. And here's Eichler right back to the line again. Eichler's first shot, good. And she has 8. I know I just said it, but again, foul shooting could be very, very important to the outcome of today's ball game. Every point at the line is going to be very important. Eichler's second shot hit the rim 3 times and goes down. Usually that's the curse right there when I say that, but Eichler proves me wrong. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oneonta ahead 19-18. And here is Lucia. Goes to the corner for Faulkner. Wants to skip it across and finds Morgan Perry. Steps up to the foul line. The jumper off the left side of the rim and a rebound for McCoy. 6 seconds to go. They work it to the right side again for Faulkner. Into the corner for McCoy. The pull-up jumper is good for Bailey McCoy at the buzzer. And McCoy has 4 points, and that will give Oneonta a deficit here at the half, and it will give Unitigo the lead as the Spartans lead Oneonta 20-19 at the half. Again, our halftime score is Unitigo 20 and Oneonta 19. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more right here on CDL.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Our halftime score here at Unitico today, it's the Unitico girls leading visiting Oneonta 20-19. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Let's look at our scoring summary from the first half. First for Oneonta, they are led by 9 points. This is a game high so far for Ava Eichler. 4 apiece for Ange McGraw and Annika Buzzy, and 2 points for Yulia Johnson. Buzzy and McGraw have been really good on the boards as well for Oneonta. I'll try to have that those numbers for you later as well. On the other side for Unitico, 6 points apiece for Jenna Faulkner and Maddie Wilsey, 4 for Megan Perry, and 4 for Bailey McCoy off the bench, who made some big buckets, including that one right at the buzzer from the left-wing corner, a long 2 to give Unitico the lead at the buzzer. In case you're driving around today or you haven't heard any of our other games this week, this is the third game that we've done on the radio, and you're thinking, I thought high school sports got canceled. Well, they were for a long time. We hadn't done a game on the radio in just about 11 months since, well, early March last year when we were doing the sectional finals for basketball. And Unitico was actually still alive at that point. We were getting ready to do their regional game with Cooperstown. Anyways, a couple of weeks ago, Governor Cuomo gave the green light to everything, and it's been a mad dash, a mad scramble since. There are no spectators allowed at these games. All the athletes, the officials, the scorekeepers, and myself, if I'm at a game, everyone has to wear a mask. Everyone has to fill out paperwork when you come inside, get your temperature checked. So they're doing everything they can to try to take care of everybody in the building and keep the building and, more importantly, keep the athletes and everybody safe. So we're very, very happy that Unitico and other area schools have allowed us to come in so that we can bring these games to you at home. Every school is also streaming the games online in terms of the video. I don't think there's any audio. Maybe Walton might have audio on theirs with Ron Golly, because they've been doing that for the last couple of years. But in terms of everybody else, they have just the video. And so parents are able to stay home, watch the games. And our goal is to try to do 3 or 4 games a week on the radio for the next couple of weeks while the season is going, to try to bring you as much information and details as we can. Because I know sometimes you're watching on those videos at home, it can be hard to know what the score is. It can be hard to see who has the ball and who got that last point. So any game I can be at, we're certainly hoping to do that. So far this week, we've done Franklin girls and GMU. We did the Cooperstown boys and Norwich. And now today we are doing Unitico and Oneonta. Tomorrow I am hoping to do the Sydney boys hosting Unitico. And before we get off the air tonight, I will get you a tip time for that. Hoping to do that one tomorrow. That game is in Sydney. We're seeing a lot of unique matchups right now, too, because there's no league play, there's no playoffs, there's no championships, there's no sectionals. So teams are pretty much playing whoever they're comfortable playing and traveling as far as they want to go or just trying to stay close to home. I know, like, the Bainbridge-Afton-Harpersville kind of corridor, they're just pretty much playing each other. They kind of mixed Oxford and Green in there a little bit. But you're seeing some more creative matchups, too. I mean, we did Cooperstown boys in Norwich. Yesterday I was doing some Twitter updates. Cooperstown boys and girls were in Edmiston. We're seeing Norwich taking on Unitico. All sorts of fun matchups. And so it's going to be some really good games over the next couple of weeks, and I'll try to bring as much to you on the radio as I can. All right, we're going to take another break. Of course, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito making energy different and serving the community since 1927. A longtime halftime sponsor of our games here on CDL. So a big thank you to Mirabito Energy Products. Unitico girls leading Oneonta 20-19 at the break here at the U this afternoon. It's good to be back. Haven't been inside the U in a long time, and good to be back up here in my perch watching this game. Normally there's not a lot of room up here because I'm crammed in here with a bunch of fans and mascots and student sections and who knows what else, but I have lots of room today, that's for sure. All right, we'll take a break. Again, Unitego 20, Oneonta 19 in this girls' varsity basketball matchup here this afternoon. I'm Nate Lowe on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Man, welcome back, everybody. I got to give a quick shout-out here for anyone listening on WCDOsports.com. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Got to give a shout-out to my man at New York State Takeover, Jeff Maliner. Appreciate him listening in here today, and he does a great job. If you don't follow him on social media, you certainly should, because he covers girls' high school basketball, puts on a lot of showcases and events throughout New York State. He is really good to the kids in our area. If you follow him on Twitter, it's at New York State Takeover. So I know he's at home. He wanted to be here. He's watching this game on the video stream. He's listening to us online. So we appreciate it, Jeff. Hope to see you again soon, man. It's been too long. And he knows a lot of these girls and has done a lot for them in terms of showcases, events, recruiting, AAU, whatever they need. He seems to find a way to get it done. So a big shout-out to Jeff. We're going to start the second half with Unitego leading 20-19. And Oneonta's going to have the ball in the blue with the gold and the white trim going right to left. Hannah Johnson feeds it inside for Mackie Caton. Gets double-teamed quickly and is going to have to try to pull it back out. Finds Buzzy. Buzzy in trouble, too. Not a lot of real estate to work in. That's that long, lengthy defense of Unitego. Jump ball is going to give it back to Unitego. So Unitego going left to right. Here to start the second half. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. And here is McCoy at the straightaway top of the key. Finds Meg Perry. Unitego is starting the second half here with the Perry sisters with Jenna Faulkner, Maddie Wilsey, and Bailey McCoy. McCoy steps in. The lefty three there from the left wing side won't go. And Eichler is going to sky for a rebound. Outlet pass to McGraw and ahead for Hannah Johnson. Johnson takes it right to the rim. It's blocked there by Morgan Perry. Buzzy picks up the rebound. That won't go. Angie McGraw says, I got it. And she puts it up and in. McGraw had 6 rebounds yesterday, and for a small guard, again, I've said it a few times today, she somehow gets in there and has a nose for that ball and pulls it down, and it paid off there. Unitego's going to throw it away on this possession. The pass was too tall there for Wilsey, and it goes back to Oneonta. Jackets trying to come out in the second half with some energy here. 6:55 to go in the third, and it is 21-20. It is Oneonta on top of Unitego. And now a steal. McGraw gave it away, and Morgan Perry was there to pick her pocket. And now Morgan will pump the brakes and go to McCoy on the left wing side. Bounce pass for Wilsey in the corner off the back of the rim. Rebound for Buzzy. And Buzzy's looking to run here for OHS. Buzzy down the left side of the floor finds Eichler. Oneonta has been trying to get that ball to Eichler so she could get some outside looks, but Unitego's done a good job on defense. Hannah Johnson for 3, far sided. It's too strong. And the rebound goes to Megan Perry. Now to Jenna Faulkner. A jump pass. They'll skip it over to the far side for McCoy. They'll work it around the top of the world. Back to Faulkner. Now to the high post. Stolen by Buzzy. Now taken right back by Faulkner on a bad outlet pass by Oneonta. 6:10 to go in the third. It's a one-point game with the Jackets leading the Spartans 21-20. McCoy steps into another 3 left side. Left it short. Rebound loose on the floor. Going to roll to the near side. Saved by Faulkner, but it goes right to McGraw. And Oneonta comes away with it. They find Eichler. Wants to take it to the rim. Left-handed layup was too hot. Bounces off the front of the rim. And Unitego back the other way. And here is Megan Perry. She gets tripped up there. Ball is loose on the floor. McGraw's going to track it down. It's a game of hot potato right now. And Oneonta's going to take a timeout. With 5:40 to go in the third quarter, Coach Miller wants to settle things down. Both teams a little scattered at the moment. Oneonta leads by one, 21-20. We'll be right back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:40 to go in the third. And out of the timeout, Oneonta with the basketball and a one-point lead on the road here at Unitigo today, 21-20. Here's Ange McGraw finding Hannah Johnson to the high post for Buzzy. Back out to McGraw. A long 2 foot was on the line off the back of the rim. Rebound for Faulkner. Good positioning there by Meg Perry to kind of tip it over to Faulkner, who came down with the basketball. 5:20 to go in the third. Unitigo with the ball. They have not scored so far in the third quarter, looking for that first bucket. They'll skip one back up to the top of the key for Morgan Perry. Reversing to the right side, it was kicked by Eichler. With 5:10 to go in the third and a one-point lead for Oneonta. Alexa Lucia will be doing the inbounding duties in front of the Spartans bench. They'll work it in, finding Faulkner into the paint. Little up-and-under move, lost control of it. Oneonta comes away with the loose change. Back up the floor for Hannah Johnson. Johnson gets sandwiched and double-teamed. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it, and Unitigo will come away with it. Here is Faulkner. Numbers if she can hurry, but Oneonta's closing quickly, and we're going to have a foul on the floor on Oneonta. It's our first foul of the second half, and it will be here on Mackie Caton. Julia Johnson will come in, and Hannah Johnson will head to the bench with 4:50 to go in the third and a 21-20 lead for Oneonta over Unitigo. Another low-scoring affair between these two. Lucia will get it in, finding Morgan Perry. Chest pass to Faulkner, back into the corner for Lucia. Unitigo working on scrambling this ball around to the far side now. Here is Morgan Perry, back to Faulkner. Unitigo into the corner now for Meg Perry. Hit the side of the rim, ball loose. Meg comes back down with it. Turn around, baby hook, and that one is too short. Not enough mustard on it. And a rebound here for Mackie Caton. Coach Z is upset at the moment as these shots just will not go down for Unitigo. 4:20 to go in the third. Here's Buzzy finding Eichler left side. Pump fakes, steps into it, knocked away there by Faulkner. Did a good job. Ahead for Morgan Perry. She saves it from going out of bounds. And now we'll have to slow it down, bring it back out front to set up the offense. Right side for Alexa Lucia. Lucia finding Morgan Perry. Bounce pass to Wilsey. Now back out to the top of the key for Lucia. Good ball movement here by Unitigo. Good defense, though, by Oneonta to shut it down. Megan Perry steps into a jumper, got around Eichler, rolled around the rim but wouldn't go. Moosaw with the rebound, back out to Lucia. 3:45 to go in the third. There's only been 1 point scored so far here. No, excuse me, 2 points scored so far. One basket here in the third quarter by either team. And Alexa Lucia says enough of that and gives Unitigo the lead again with a running floater then off the glass to give Unitigo a 22-21 lead. 3:25 to go in the third. Here is Caton on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Finds Yules Johnson to the high post for Buzzy. Back out Caton straight away. Three. Got it. Big time three there from Mackie Caton, the senior. And that gives Oneonta a two-point lead, 24-22. Boy, even a two-point lead in this game feels like it's a big lead. 3:05 to go in the third. They go to the high post. Right elbow pull-up jumper for Meg Perry. Too strong. And the rebound here for Yules Johnson in transition. Tried to bounce pass. It was kicked there by Morgan Perry. And so the ball is going to stay with Oneonta. 3 minutes to go in the third. And you can feel the tension starting to build here in the gym as this game starts to run out of time as we're deep in the third quarter now. They find Eichler in the left wing corner for three. A timeout taken by Oneonta. Big three by Eichler. and Oneonta has opened up this lead to 27-22. 2:55 to go in the third. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:55 to go in the third. Welcome back. Oneonta girls on the road at Unitigo, leading 27-22. A big time three there by Eichler right before that timeout. And before that, it was Mackie Caton knocking one down. And Coach Matt Miller immediately took a timeout after Eichler hit that three. I wonder if he's going to dial something up different here on defense. Wants to make sure that his team is ready and on the same page. Unitigo with the ball down low, and they will find Musa on her left-handed layup. Won't go. A rebound from Hannah Johnson. Good positioning there by Johnson. Ahead for Ava Eichler. 2.5 to go in the third. And Buzzy now will go to the right-wing corner. Hannah Johnson finds Jules Johnson. Back up for Hannah. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes to Kate and steps in for a long two. And it's too hot off the back of the rim. And Musa with a rebound for Unitigo. Into the hands of Alexa Lucia. Now for Faulkner. Faulkner skips one back up to Lucia. They'll feed it left wing side as the Spartans go left to right. Baseline left wing corner now for Musa. They'll float one back up to Faulkner. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Lucia. Into the right wing corner now for Meg Perry. Spot up jumper is off the back of the rim. Buzzy with a rebound. Oneonta trying to run. Buzzy will slow it down, looking for some options, and goes back to Johnson. Here's Hannah on the right wing side. Steps in, finds Yule straight away now to Eichler. Eichler with a baseline drive, zips one back up. Hannah Johnson straight away, three, left it short. Caton with a rebound. And now back out to Yule Johnson. Feeds one, chest pass. Eichler on the right side, tried to bank that one a little bit, and it was too strong, rolled off the rim. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with Oneonta. Minute 35 to go in the third. It's 27-22. The Jackets on the road. They've opened up this lead here with back-to-back threes by Caton and then by Eichler. Jackets will work it in. They'll find Caton on the left wing side. Again, Oneonta going right to left here in the second half. Here's Hannah Johnson. Johnson straight away. Tried to float one over to Eichler. Gets it there. Eichler steps back and hits another three from the left side. And Eichler's got 15. Boy, she's got that great looking form, that great shot. And it's an 8-point lead now for Oneonta, 30-22 with a 1:10 to go in the third. Here is Coddington straight away. Unitigo trying to find their rhythm on offense and get back into this ball game. That won't help as the pass from Faulkner was too strong. Went up over the head of Wilsey on a bounce pass. And possession will go back to Oneonta with a minute to go here in the third. And here is Jules Johnson working it back up the floor. A little extended 2-3 zone coming now from the Spartans. They go to the high post for Buzzy. Buzzy steps in for a long two. It bounces high off the miss, and Faulkner comes down with a rebound. 45 seconds to go in the third. Jenna down the floor. We'll go back to Alexa Lucia. Now to Bailey McCoy. McCoy feeds one into the corner, and it was knocked away there by Eichler. Out of bounds, but we'll stay with Unitigo. Again, these two teams played yesterday, and Unitigo came away with a 42-41 victory on the road at OHS. So the Jackets trying to return the favor here today. Can they do it? Always a tough place to play here at the U, whether you have fans or not. Jump ball, as Hannah Johnson did a good job to tie up Tatum Coddington on that far side. The arrow's going to keep it with Unitigo with 30 seconds to go in the third. And a 30-22 ball game. Oneonta girls on top of Unitigo. Here is Lucia, right side of the floor. Alexa will float one back to Tatum Coddington, far side for Maddie Wilsey. Good ball movement again by the Spartans as they go to Bailey McCoy, right side. Now for Faulkner. Skips one up top, stolen by Hannah Johnson. Johnson splits two defenders, tries to go coast-to-coast. Left-handed layup is good for Hannah Johnson. Her first bucket of the game gives Oneonta their biggest lead of the game, 32-22. 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Is Lucia going to have to fire one up here on the right side? Steps in, finds Faulkner. Can she get it off before the buzzer? She does, but it's no good. So Unitego only scores 2 points in the third quarter, and that'll do it as we get ready for the fourth. It is Oneonta 32, Unitego 22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. All branch locations will have their lobbies open for regular hours. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there, but best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oneonta hits a three ball to start the fourth quarter here. Just as we were coming back from break, that was Hannah Johnson on the right side burying a deep three, giving Oneonta a 35-22 lead. Now a tipped ball goes into the backcourt. Unitego chases it down. It's going to be an over and back, and Oneonta will get the ball back, leading 35-22. So again, Hannah Johnson, just as we started the fourth quarter, buries a three for the Jackets on that right wing side. And Oneonta has the ball once again on the road here today, trying to avenge a one-point loss yesterday to this same Unitego team. That game was at OHS. Eichler tries to take it to the rim on the right side, and she is fouled with 7:18 to go in the fourth. And again, Oneonta girls leading 35-22. And it was that stanza where Caton and Eichler hit back-to-back threes that really got them going. Foul is on Wilsie, her first, team's first, in the fourth quarter. Oneonta will get it into Buzzy. Buzzy with a nice move around. Wilsie tries to take it to the rim. It was too strong off the glass. Wilsie comes down with a rebound. Back across midcourt for Unitego is Maddie Wilsie fighting Alexa Lucia. We'll go now to Bailey McCoy on the left wing side. McCoy finds Wilsie, skips one back up to Lucia, wants a three straight away, and Lex from downtown hits it off the back of the rim. And there has been a lid on this bucket for Unitego so far in the second half. Ball was tipped out of bounds. The officials are going to get together and have a little conference on this one. They're going to say it's a jump ball, and we'll go back to Unitego. Couldn't see who tipped it exactly. Coach Miller trying to argue that it should be Oneonta ball, but the officials have made the call, and Unitego will get it back. They need some energy here. Still a lot of time left in this ballgame. 6:50 to go in the fourth. They could easily make a run if they could get these shots to fall. They'll work one down low here. It was knocked away by Ava Eichler, and Oneonta will come back up the floor with Mackie Caton. Now to Hannah Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. And Oneonta willing to burn a little clock here on each possession with 6.5 to go. 15 on the shot clock. Here is Ava Eichler, now finding Johnson. Here's Yules, little up and under move. The shot is off the back of the rim. Mackie Caton with a rebound, jump ball, and the arrow this time is going to give it back to Oneonta. Can't give enough credit to the Jackets. They're a little undersized in this matchup with Unitego, but they've done a nice job on the glass here today for sure. As Unitego is a very good rebounding team, and that length always helps them. Jackets have held their own today. OHS will look to get it in. They find Buzzy. She spots up, hits the side of the rim, no good. Johnson is there for a rebound. Her shot won't go. And this time, Maddie Wilsie will clean up the loose ball. Ahead for Lucia, now finding Bailey McCoy. With 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter, Oneonta leading at Unitego, 35-22. A pass through the hands there of Kylie Musaw, And now a foul in the backcourt as Wilsey was trying to steal it back from Buzzy. That'll be the second foul here on Wilsey. Bob Z is going to take a timeout for Unitika with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. And Oneonta leading 35-22. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Gotta love that ad there for Patriot Masonry. Always appreciate their support for all our Unitigo games, all our sports in general. So a shout out to Patriot Masonry in Otigo for their constant support of local high school sports here on WCDL. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 35-22 ball game. Oneonta girls on the road here at Unitigo, and they have the lead. Again, I said it before we went to the break, still a lot of time left. If Unitigo could get some mojo going with the way they can press and get turnovers, they could get back in this ball game. Right now, all the momentum with Oneonta, though, and Unitigo's going to have to find a way to try to switch that momentum again. 5:55 to go in the fourth. We'll have a whistle here from the officials. And looks like they're pointing up at the clock here. Yeah, it was a little problem with the shot clock, so they're going to have Oneonta inbounds the ball on the far side of the floor, right where the Unitigo student section would normally be. I miss looking over there and seeing all those crazy guys and their signs, their costumes. They always do a nice job here at the U. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Someday they'll be back. I look forward to that day. And here is Buzzy finding Eichler in the corner. Another three for Ava Eichler. You give her an inch, she takes a mile. She's got 18, and it's 38-22. Eichler has just been hot from downtown today. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Musaw. Steps into a long two. That rolls in. And maybe that's what Unitigo needs. Musaw with the bucket. That's only the second basket of the second half here for Unitigo. And Oneonta leads 38-24 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Johnson at the top of the key. This is Yulia Johnson to the right elbow, finding Hannah Johnson in the corner for Oneonta. This one's too strong. Rebound for Bailey McCoy. McCoy dribbles through traffic. Unitigo trying to find some of that momentum, but it's taken right back here. Now we'll have a jump ball. Musaw got tied up with Johnson. The arrow this time will keep it with Unitigo. 5 minutes exactly to go. Oneonta is going to go to the bench. McGraw will come in, as well as Jenna Gaisford. And Yules Johnson, as well as Mackie Caton, will go to the bench now for the Jackets. 5 minutes to go in the fourth, and Unitigo will work it in. Here's Wilsey finding McCoy to Lucia. Floats one far side for Coddington. To the high post, taken away by Buzzy. She read that pass perfectly. Buzzy's off to the races. Stops in the paint. We'll find Hannah Johnson for three on the right side. Got it. Hannah Johnson dials it up, and she's got 8 points. All here in the second half, and Oneonta leads 41-24 with 4:35 to go in the fourth. Lex DeLucia, right side, goes to the high post for Musaw. Down low, down for Maddie Wilsey, stolen back by Oneonta again. Ahead for McGraw. She's got a breakaway layup. Left side for Ange, puts it in. And Ange McGraw now with 8 points. And Oneonta leads 43-24 with 4:20 to go in the fourth. Coddington, baseball pass, far side now for Wilsey in the right wing corner as Unitigo goes left to right. Lucia feeds one far side for Coddington. Now back up to Bailey McCoy. To Lucia on the right side. She wants a deep three. And this one is off the side of the rim and out of bounds. And we'll go back to Oneonta with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams going to the bench a little bit here. As Emily Z will come in now for Oneonta, as well as Emma Peters. And McKenna Gilbertson will come in for Unitigo. So Ange McGraw will work it across midcourt with 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Jenna Faulkner is out of the ballgame. Both the Perrys are on the bench right now for Unitigo as well. They go to Hannah Johnson on the right side. Again, these two teams played yesterday at OHS. It was a one-point win for Unitigo, 42-41. The Jackets trying to get some revenge today. They go to Hannah Johnson, dials up another three right side. It's an air ball that rolls out of bounds and will go to Unitigo with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. And so now Bailey McCoy will feed one back to Lucia, and Unitigo will walk it up the floor here and come across midcourt and find Bailey McCoy. Unitigo looking for some options. It has just not been their day here, especially in the second half. Now a steal by Ange McGraw at midcourt. McGraw's going to take it all the way, left-handed layup. Oh, it rolled out. Did everything but finish there, and Bailey McCoy comes away with the rebound with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Now quickly back down the floor. Here's Maddie Wills. He tries to take it to the rim, and it's a block by Z, and they'll say it was a foul. And so Maddie Wills will head to the line for Unitigo with 3:07 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's a 43-24 ball game. Oneonta is on top of Unitigo. And so heading to the line will be Maddie Wills. Hannah Brandow will come in now for Unitigo with 3:07 to go in the fourth. And Musa is going to come to the bench here in a 43-24 game. Hannah Brandow, one of the good players on that Unitigo soccer team that went to the state championship with a record of 19-1-2. They got a shiny new banner up here in the gym that I really like as well. Wilsey goes 0-2 with the line. The banner looks good, and there's also a banner for Coach Sue Herodas up there. What a great run by that soccer team. That was a really fun time to be a Unitigo fan, and I think the future is bright as well for that soccer team. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneonta leading 43-24. Here is Ange McGraw. Tries to take it to the rim. It was partially blocked, and coming out of there is Gilbertson for Unitigo. Want to make sure you stay tuned during our post-game show. We got our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And we'll give those out, two awards to the winning team and one to the losing team here today. 2:30 to go in the fourth. Here's Bailey McCoy with the basketball. Again, Unitigo going left to right. They'll work it to Brandow on the right side. Chest pass, working it back up. We'll find Lucia. Lucia on the left side, and the shot clock violation is there as she couldn't get it off in time. And with 2:15 to go in the fourth, Oneonta will get the ball back. Yulia Johnson will come back into the game, and Hannah Johnson will head to the bench. Eichler is out. Buzzy is out. Caton is out as well, as both teams letting some of the reserves come in here late in this ball game. Usually always a close game when these two teams get together, but Oneonta with some hot shooting in the second half was just able to pull away. And it continues here. Ange McGraw into the swamp of the defense there. There was bodies everywhere, and she was able to slide her way through and get that left-handed layup to go. McGraw now with 10 points. 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Bailey McCoy from downtown for three. No good. Z with a rebound and an outlet pass now to McGraw at midcourt. McGraw pulls it down, finding Giesford. She takes it to the rim. And off the glass was too strong. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball as Lucia gets tied up there with Peters. 1:37 to go in the fourth, and the possession arrow will keep it with OHS. And so McGraw will be doing the inbounding duties here, leading 45-24. And here is Ange McGraw feeding one in, finds Gaysford. The shot too strong. Lucia with a rebound. Went into the land of the skyscrapers, and Lucia, one of the smaller players on the court, was able to rip that one down. Here is Bailey McCoy, left side back for Lucia. Thought about a three, and now we'll leave it back for McCoy. McCoy for Brandow on the right side. Bounce pass into the corner for Natasha Swift, who is into the game for the Spartans. Pull-up jumper, no good. Back out for Lucia. 5 on the shot clock here as that last shot did not hit the rim. And now a block by Z on Lucia, ahead for OHS with a minute to go. And Oneonta in control, leading 45-24. Here is Gaysford to the high post for Z. Z wants to take it down low. Pull-up shot was short, but she was fouled. And I believe we'll head to the line. Oneonta has a big week coming up here as, let me check my schedule, as they play Norwich later this week. Which day is that? Yeah, Oneonta at Norwich on Tuesday, and then Norwich at Oneonta on Wednesday. And so I am sure Coach Matt Miller will be up late this week preparing for that Norwich press that they always throw at you. Z's first shot from the line is good. And the second shot coming for her at the line. Z settles in, and her shot hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Gaysford. Back out for Johnson. Now to Z. And back up to McGraw. No rest for Unitigo either. They will host Sydney tomorrow here at the U. So Unitigo girls hosting Sydney on Monday, and then they play again later in the week as well. Now a steal by Oneata at midcourt with 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Still 46-24 the score. The Oneata girls on top of Unitigo. Just a matter of a couple of seconds now as we hit 30 seconds to go. This has got to feel good for Oneata to come in and get some revenge for yesterday. I know that was a loss that stings. A steal by now Alexa Lucia. She wants to take it the length of the court, takes it to the rim. It won't go, but she was fouled from behind by Gaisford. With 18 seconds to go, Alexa Lucia will head to the charity stripe. Again, we'll have our three awards coming up for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our postgame show sponsors are NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and Acco Brands of Sydney. And to the line for her first shot here is Lucia, gets it to go. Makes it 46-25, second shot coming. And this one is up and good for Alexa Lucia. And it's 46-26. 15 seconds to go. The Jackets come into the U and pick up a big win here today. Here is Johnson at midcourt. 10 seconds left now. Always fun when it's Oneata and Unitigo that time of the year. And it's been a fun 2 days, of course. Unitigo winning yesterday, but today a 46-26 victory for Oneata. Our postgame show is coming up, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Acco Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Acco Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Acco Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. Acco Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, one last time to Unitigo, as today the Oneata girls pick up a 46-26 victory over Unitigo. And again, this was kind of revenge here for Oneata today, as they fell 42-41 yesterday at home to Unitigo. So out of this two-game series, it's a 1-1 split. And that makes total sense, because when these two teams get together, it is always a dogfight. And so Oneata gets some revenge today with a 46-26 victory. Here's our scoring summary. First for Oneata, 18 points for Ava Eichler, including 4 3-pointers. She was tremendous today for the Jackets. 10 points for Ange McGraw, 8 for Hannah Johnson, 4 for Annika Buzzy, 3 for Mackie Caton, and 2 for Yulia Johnson, and 1 for Emily Z. On the other side for Unitigo, it's a team-high 6 points for Jenna Faulkner and Maddie Wilsey, four apiece for Bailey McCoy, Alexa Lucia, and Meg Perry, and two for Kylie Musa. So that is the scoring here this afternoon. Let's get into our three awards now. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been supporting local high school sports on WCDO for many years, so a big thank you to NBT. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We're going to give that to Ava Eichler here today. 18 points, and again, those four three-pointers. When she hit that three, boy, it was probably about midway through the third. That was really the dagger. That opened up, I think at the time, a 27-22 lead, and that was it. Unitigo, after that, really struggled to get back in the game. And so kudos to Ava. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give this award today. Boy, this is a tough one, but for Unitigo, I'm going to give this one today to Maddie Wilsey. I thought she was very good down low, a lot of steals, was great on the board, so we'll give Maddie Wilsey from Unitigo our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Ange McGraw today from Oneonta, 10 points. We mentioned it several times during the game that she was just great on the glass and did a little bit of everything. So she is a perfect choice for the ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. That's Ange McGraw of Oneonta. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate Jim. And we'll be back at it tomorrow as we will have the Sydney boys hosting Unitigo. JV games at 5, so the varsity game starts shortly after, so probably about a 6:30 tip-off tomorrow between the Sydney boys and Unitigo. So you can listen on the radio or you can listen on WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU. Again, a big thank you to Unitigo for allowing us to be here today. A very safe environment for this game. We appreciate them making some room for us to come in and broadcast and bring you this game. Again, our final score, Oneonta girls defeat Unitigo 46-26. Have a great rest of your Sunday afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
WCDO. We simply play the hits at FM 101 and AM 1490.